Good morning, everybody. We are live today with Dan Sifkowski with Capital Management, and I'm Maria Quattrone. And we are going to talk with Dan today about how to create passive wealth with seller finance notes as the bank. Dan is the author of a great book called Passive Prosperous. And just behind the scenes, Dan and I were talking about how his number one core value is abundance. I want to dive right in with Dan today. Good morning, Dan, and thank you for being here.
Oh my God, good morning, Maria. It's so great to be here on this Saturday, beautiful Saturday morning. And like you said, I'm honored to be on this. I'm honored to help anyone else. It's a blessing to really help people and just give back and just provide a tremendous amount of content so people really could sit behind the scenes with all this noise we talk about. They could really see, you know, this is being done. It's real. And my goal is just to open people's eyes to what's out there and that they could do it as well. But yeah, behind the scenes, I mean, like we should have went live probably 20 minutes ago and just hit the button because we had some amazing conversations behind the scenes. So it's, I look forward to helping your audience. And like, for me, it's just about whoever's the show host. I really look at who they are before I, you know, I get asked to speak at a lot of events. I probably do 40 plus speaking events around the world now a year, probably turn down a lot. And I also get asked to be on a lot of podcasts and interviews, but it's, to me, I always look at who the show host is. And if I value them, I'll give back. But, you know, so you're doing a good job. You're leading from the front. I appreciate you. And it's an honor to be here.
Dan, thank you so much for the kind words. You know, when we were talking, you had shared with me that being your number one core value out of 21, that's a lot of core values. I only have five. So 21 is, I don't even know what they are. But starting with abundance, you had mentioned to me that your business does very well and your books and the trainings that you do are, you give all that money back to charity. So tell me a little bit about how that happened in your journey.
Well, it's a great question. It's a long, you know, I'm doing this business 33 years, right? And long story short, you read about it in my book. I was a big fix and flipper back in the day. I was doing 30 to 40 plus properties minimum a year. And I was making $50,000 to $80,000 net, sometimes six figures a year on my properties. So I was doing multiple, many millions of dollars in fix and flipping and wholesaling back in the day. And then what happened is I was working too much. Long story short, we talked about my vision. I almost lost my wife, my kids, because I was never around. And just kind of, we were on a bad path. And she's like, you're never here for us. And I was chasing things that people all chase because they think it's success. And that was brought from my childhood. I always said, you know what? I'm going to be rich. I'm going to have these things and I'm going to be happy. And I was chasing things like I've had, and I still have beautiful vehicles, right? But I chased crazy cars that I really couldn't afford. I chased boats, watch. I have a watch collection. I could probably choke a horse still. But, and I say that to you not to impress you, but it's to impress. That almost lost everything for me. So when it came down to it, people asked me, my coach asked me, why are you doing what you're doing? And I said, because I want to do what I want, when I want, with whom I want. He goes, but that's exactly opposite of what you're doing, right? And I was like, it kind of hit me. And my wife was like, I thought I was doing everything for her. And she's, push comes to shove. That's a long story. But it came down to it. I was like, you know, I'm buying all these beautiful cars and jewelry and everything you want. She's like, and basically told me all we ever wanted was you. And you're not the husband that I wanted. You're not the father that I'd expect. And I'm like, whoa, that crushed me. I was like a knife in my chest. And I crumbled with that. And I was like, what do I do? This is what I know how to do. Make a lot of money transactionally. So I got into a rental business back then, started doing rentals in different areas and created passive income that way. That was an active passive income. That wasn't true passive income. But I got to the point where my rental activity started exceeding my fix and flips. So now I'm like, wow, I'm doing good. I'm like, I should be happy. And I still wasn't happy. And my wife is like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, what's the matter? Like, you're depressed. What's the matter? I just don't know. I just don't feel like what else is there? I've exceeded. You didn't want me to do a transaction. You want me to be around. You want me to be there for you and the kids. We're spending time together now, not as much as I am today, but we're spending time together and I'm still not happy. And I had a mentor and, you know, I paid a lot of money for my coaching. And I believe everyone needs a coach. Everybody, like Michael Burgess, everyone needs a coach. I've spent over six figures a year in coaching, being coached and going to events. And my mentor, really, I got involved in a group and I was in a group with Frank Shankiewicz. Frank Shankiewicz is the founder of Make-A-Wish Foundation. And I remember we're at an event and they talk about Frank. I asked Tina Neal Lamborghini's in this group. Ron Klein, the guy who created the credit card stripe. Brian Tracy, the guy who created Chuck E. Cheese. You want to talk about imposter syndrome? I am a nobody around people. Like that, right? With Craig Reed, I'm a nobody. So they get to this thing and they get to Frank and they're like, Frank, what do you want in life? And you know, Frank Shankiewicz, I don't know, he's the founder of Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah.
I get goosebumps. I'm already getting goosebumps telling the story. And generally, if I'm on stage, I start crying with this. But man, so his only wish, like, what do you want? A Lamborghini? We'll all come together. We'll buy you a Lamborghini. You want to do a trip around the world? We'll come together. We'll do that. You've done this for millions of kids. I don't want anything. I don't want anything. I don't want anything. Well, finally, you got to want something. And he came out and he says, the only thing I really always wanted in life was my story told so my grandkids would know about it one day. And everyone kind of turned around and like, let's do it. You're in. And I'm like, yeah, we're in. Well, what does you're in mean? I have no idea. I just said, I'm in, right? I didn't second guess it. I didn't question it. I'm in. And that meant bringing a lot of money to the table to get a movie on for Frank Shankiewicz, which is now called The Wish Man. It's on Netflix. Didn't make a dollar. Still the best investment I've ever done personally. Well, that movie got put on. Frank was honored. He got a star in Hollywood. They had a premiere, a red carpet premiere with Frank Shankiewicz. His story was told. And last spring, he actually passed away. I get goosebumps when I say this. So, man. So he was like a mentor and he passed away. And can you imagine I didn't do that for him? Look, my hair is standing up on my arms. If I didn't do that for Frank. And I realized that I didn't make a dollar, but I never felt so satisfied in my life doing that. And then I've gotten involved with like Operation Underground. I've gotten involved with a guy, Frank McKinney, who built houses in like Haiti for kids that are families that are homeless that eat like dirt with water so they can get minerals for their body. And for $4,800, you can build a house. And I'm like, we're in this world for so much more than ourselves. And once you realize that, the satisfaction is great. So when I do my events, I do I have online trainings, right? How to raise private money, how to create self-finance notes, how to build a rental portfolio. But I started doing live events because a lot of people, like, you know, when you speak, they're like, Dan, when can I come see you live and learn live rather than online training? So I started putting those on and I'm like, you know what? What is it going to cost? I still want to keep the room small. I don't want to go over 30 people because I still want to hybrid interaction. So I do 2-day training and it's ridiculous. It's only $997 to $1997, depending when you get in, right? And it literally doesn't even cover the room, the food, the technology. But I do it. People are like, why? I just had a call with somebody the other day. He goes, why in the world are you doing something? He's somebody that sells a lot of training. So he'll put a couple hundred people in the rooms. And he just doesn't understand, why would you do this and not make money? And they don't get it. And then I do, on every event, I do a one-day VIP dinner. It's $997 just for the dinner. It's a five-star dinner in a closed room where we get to network. I keep it at no more than 10 to 15, maybe 20 people, depending on the room size, because it's always private. And then we take all the money and we donate it to the wait staff. And man, we have changed people's lives. And I'm not just saying, hey, they get the money, go to Vegas. They get the money. We just did it. I was in Pennsylvania last weekend. We did it. Imagine Christmas time. I don't know what's going on in these people's lives. The stress that people go through with the holidays, trying to buy gifts. We were able, I don't say this to impress anybody, but besides the tip they got, we were able to add $11,000 to two waiters. I was in Fort Lauderdale for my Inner Circle workshop and my 2-day training. I do two different events. Inner Circle workshop is more like you got to be interviewed to get in that. There's only 15 people. But my 2-day training, anyone can get into that, 30 people. So we did that. My wife went to the waiter and she said, sir, I hope we made your day. He started crying. I have videos. He said, not only that you didn't make my day or my year, you changed my life. So when I go to these, I always like think to myself, I don't wish bad on anybody, but I always wish somebody's going through something hard. And by us doing this, it's not just them getting money and spending it on watch. They're actually changing their lives. And then they, in turn, live abundantly and start doing it. And I talk to them. Every time we're done, I pull the waiters in. I have a conversation with them. And I have a separate conversation. I just get up and I thank them for all they did. And then I have a separate conversation with them. And my only ask is, please, you know, follow this up in your own community. You don't have to give as much money, but follow it up. And I tell people, like, when you're in a community, get 5-10 people that you want to align yourself with and say, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go for breakfast. Everybody bring $100 bill. Let's put it in the oven. Don't go on social media and say, this is what I did. That's not what it's about. Just do it for somebody else, right? Bless somebody else. Because really, I tell people, I said, you know, $1,000 for the dinner, what is it going to change our lives? Now, can I take that money and put it in my pocket and buy another watch? I sure could. But I did that before. I wasn't born this way, guys, right? I've gone through and I've lived in scarcity. And when you live in scarcity, you're scared to spend a dollar because you feel like you're not going to get it back. Let me tell you what, in 2012, I made this change. In 2014, it really became big for me. And since then, over the last 9 years, my life has tremendously, not only financially, I've more than 10x my finances, right? And I spend way more in abundance. But my life has tremendously changed. And I am now, like, I go through my tough days. I go through my tough days. But my life is so much more blessed right now. And I know it's like people, here's what gets me, right? We'll do an event like this where we'll speak. There's people that will be on. And they'll say, wow, I need to live the life he lives. I need to live a life of vision. I need to do what I want when I want. I need all this passive income coming in so I don't have to chase and don't have to be stressed by real estate agents and by contractors and by property managers and by tenants. So they come and they listen, right? They spend a half hour and a half, whatever it is, listening, right? They take their time, which is a tremendous commodity, is your time. They hear what I'm saying. They see what I do. I'm not a guru. I don't like the word guru. I actually do my business every single day. What I do is what I only teach what I do. I don't believe in, I'm an educator, but I'm not an event planner that educates, right? I don't go out there and do events to make money. And there's nothing wrong with that because it is hard. You should make money if that's the only thing you do. I'm blessed, not lucky, I'm blessed that my business brings me a lot of passive income. I don't need to make money in events. My core value is I want to live abundantly. One is if I don't teach, Maria, if I don't teach you what I know, I'm living selfishly, right? Because I'm not helping you. And yes, by doing it, I only want to work with people who, one, value themselves, so they'll invest in themselves with time and money, and then knowing that we put the money into something at a greater level, right? So people are like, why would you do it? I go, a couple of reasons. I love teaching. I love it, right? I love showing people. What I do is six niches deep. There's nobody in the industry that does what I do from start to finish, not one person. That's what kind of sets me apart. That's how I get all my speaking events. That's why I speak at family offices and syndication meetings, because there's nobody that does what I do at every level. They'll do a little bit, but nobody goes as deep as I do. So I love teaching, right? I love abundance, right? Giving back. And I like doing partnerships. Every deal, every event I do, I generally write about $1 million+ in business. Whether I partner with you on a deal, I might buy a deal from you, I might fund your deals. So now why would I want to do business with somebody that doesn't value themselves? So it created such a circle for me. So I created, years ago, my coach taught me this. He says, create the avatar you want to be around. Figure out the perfect avatar. Who do you want to surround yourself with? Now go create it. And that's what I did. And people told me it would never be done. Nobody's ever going to do it. Nobody's going to go to the events. Nobody's going to spend that kind of money. Nobody's going to blah, 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 blah. Everyone that told me it's not going to happen, I'm watching that. It's still flustering out there. And 9 years later, every time I put something on, it sells out every single time. But that's not the thing, is when it sells out, I can now take the money, right? Anything extra we make, which generally the events, we don't make any money, cost me money, but then I put it into something else. So I commit myself to a certain amount, and I'm not going to even talk about it here because people probably be like, wow, he's a little crazy. I commit myself to a certain amount to donate to different organizations I'm part of every single event, whether I have money or not. And generally I don't charge enough money, so I don't have enough money to donate from them. So it comes out of my pocket, which I don't have to do it. I say I get to do it. And you know what? I tell people, listen, selfishly, I do it because it makes me feel good. Because nine years ago is when it really changed. I talk about it in 2012, but 9 years ago in 2014 is when it really changed. And I do it because I don't want to be that most depressed millionaire ever again. Like, that was a dark time. I didn't know what else to do. You know, and my wife and I had these conversations. She's always like, when's enough for you? And I'm like, it's not never enough, because I have some grand, I'm not going to talk about goals, because goals are junk. Unless you take action, goals are just dreams. I have grand plans that I actually take action on. And we talked a little bit about, you know,
commitment. Like,
yeah, 100%. All you can control is your actions. Imperfect action is better than perfect inaction. So many people are getting ready to get ready. I'll do it once I have this, once I retire, once I have money, once I have my kids are out of the house, once. Take action today. The worst that can happen.
I talk to our team, Dan. I say, listen, we only have today. Take the action today. Check off the boxes today. If you check off the boxes that you need to get done, you committed to do on the daily, and you just focus on the daily, and that's it. Eventually, you're going to get where you want to go.
100%. You'll fall down. It's okay.
It's all part of it, right? You can't fail. You have to fail in order to succeed. It's impossible not to succeed without failure at some level.
Exactly. I've done things wrong way more than I care to share in finances, in investments, in relationships, in life. I've screwed up so many times in health. I mean, the only way to move forward is to fail and learn from it, right? So you're not done until you quit, completely quit. Okay. So I always tell people, what's the worst that could happen? That's why I believe, that's why I have two coaches in life. That's why I believe everybody, like my course, everyone.
Who do you coach with? Do you mind?
For me in coaching? Yeah. I've worked with, so it's my coaches in life is guy John Mackerel. He's like, you won't even see him online. He's literally like a life coach, deep life coach. And I work a lot with Mike Burt. So, and I've worked with Greg Reed, Sean McCloskey, Frank Shankiewicz was a personal mentor to me. So I work with people like that. I work with people in business, people in life. I don't work much with real estate coaches because I'm a real estate. Like, for me to go out and say, hey, you want more deals? Come work with me. There's no value to that for me, right? I can get as many deals as I want. I raise money. I create solid finance notes. So for me, I think one of the best coaches out there is right now is Coach Burt, Mike Burt. He's phenomenal. He's a personal friend of mine. So, you know, there's a lot of people, a lot of mentors out there that you have. And at different points, you change your mentors because you grow at a different level. So for me, it's I always have to level up my coaching. And my coaches are not like your commercial coaches, right? I'll find somebody in life who's doing exactly what I want to do. And I'll reach out to them and say, hey, listen, I want to hire you to work with me one-on-one, right? So like health, I have health coaches, right? So who, because I'm want to train for that bodybuilding competition. So I cannot do it. I could probably do it by myself, right? But I'm going to take the road like this and I'm going to screw up. Now with this day and age, you can go VIP lane, right? And I'm worth it. I'm worth it. So like I tell people, if you want to learn how to raise private capital, how to create seller financing and be the bank the right way with five exit strategies where you give your private lenders back all their money in 12 to 18 months and stay in the deal for the next 30 years, I'm not going to sit here and pat myself because I'm not an ego guy, but go to my event, go to my trainings, be at the training because there you can look at the testimonials. I don't ask for testimonials. They just happen. People put up results. This had a guy hit the other day on my Facebook. He tagged me. He said, I was at two of your events. Since your events, I did over $2 million in business. Had another guy say, I did my first deal with somebody on self-financing. I have another two that came together. They partnered. Now they're out in Wisconsin doing events themselves. So things happen. Why? It's because you got to get in the room. And at every event, you got to be VIP. Forget about mine. Every event, you go VIP. I cannot emphasize that enough, to go VIP. Be in, that's where the best deals. The event is great because you learn, you pick up some nuggets. Mine is two full days of training. Like literally, I train for two full days. I leave there, I'm exhausted. But there's not much time for networking at my event because I go the whole time. I do a lunch, but I go the whole time. My inner circle workshop is a lot of networking, a lot of teaching, a lot of networking. It's different. But my two-day training is not that. And my mastermind is phenomenal, right? But
how first of all, a lot of people don't know what creating passive wealth with seller finance notes as the bank even means.
Well, let's get down to that.
You share with us what the heck you're talking about?
Yeah, let
me break it down. Now, I know, but a lot of people don't know.
Let me break it down real simple for them. So what I do is, so my business model is this, real simple. I raise private capital, right, from investors to give them better than average returns backed by either distressed debt, which means mortgages or REOs, foreclosures, or even sellers, right, to buy properties. So I take those properties, again, fully rehabbed in any market. I decide to go to any. I teach about emerging markets. So I get a fully property, fully rehabbed, nice. I get it rented out and managed, professionally managed by somebody. Then I turn around and I sell that property to a turnkey buyer. So an investor, not an owner occupant. Okay. And when I sell that property to that buyer, I take 30% down. And I put them on a 30-year mortgage with a 10-year balloon. Now, so I now have that piece of paper, right? I have the mortgage. I have the promissory note and the mortgage and my five legal docs. So every time you make a mortgage payment, who do you think gets paid?
You get paid.
Yeah, I'm the bank. I'm your Chase, your Wells Fargo, your Bank of America. I'm your bank, right? So I don't, and I do care. I hate to say it like this, but truly, I don't care about the tenants, the toilets, the trash, the termites, I don't care about any of that. Because when your toilet bowl breaks in your house, do you call Wells Fargo Bank and say, Mr. Wells Fargo Bank, I'm not paying you? I get paid from the 1st to the 15th of the month. I get paid every single day. Multiple seller finance notes pay me. And I don't even get the check. It goes to my servicing company. And my servicing company ACHs me the payment. And if you don't pay, which I've never had somebody not pay on a seller finance note. I've had people not pay on private money deals. I lend them. Hard money deals, I lend them. But I've never had people not pay on a seller finance note. If you don't pay, an email goes to me and my attorney, and they send you a demand letter, and they start foreclosure. So I currently, today.
Was it if you don't pay, is it miss one payment? And they start?
No, but we send a demand letter.
60 days or?
In 90 days, we'll take that house. Okay.
You do deed in lieu or?
No, what we do is we buy in markets that are quick to foreclose or non-judicial. We don't have to go through long foreclosure processes, right? So I also, my five legal docs I talk about, and I teach this. I have a mortgage that's recorded. I do a promissory note. Okay. I do a confession of judgment. I talk about all this. I teach this stuff. I do an assignment of rent that's recorded. So within 90 days, I could do this within 30 days. I give you 90 days. In 90 days, that letter goes to your tenant. That tenant now starts paying Dan Zatofsky to rent, not you. Okay. And I'd make you sign a personal guarantee. So if I don't go make all my money back, I'm coming after you personally for your assets. But think about this. Now I got a property that's fully rehabbed, that we got it rehabbed, nice, rented, managed, and I sell it with 30% down. So let's say the property is $100,000. You now give me $30,000. Are you going to lose that house over a $600 payment? And if you do, that's the best thing that can happen to me. Because now I take that house and sell it to somebody else for another $100,000 with $30,000 down. So I have protected myself. And the reason you have to learn how to do this the right way is because I didn't do this the whole time. I screwed it up. And I was constantly fighting battles, legal battles in court, losing deals. Now I'm set up so properly. And that's why I love teaching this, because I want to teach people the right way. I want you to not hit those mistakes I hit and set yourselves up. That is almost, there's no guarantees. You know, anyone that tells you it's a guarantee, run, don't walk. But it's almost impossible. And every event I'm at, I always ask people, and if anyone here hears this, comes to my event, they know what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, shoot some holes at me. Give me something that would happen. I had an insurance adjuster at one of my events. And I had a title company. He comes to a lot of the events. A guy who owns a title company. And he was shooting everything at me. And I'm like, well, this is how we protect ourselves. This is how we protect ourselves. If there's a storm, if you die, there's always ways we're protected. So I set this up foolproof. And this is how I got to live my life. When I talk about life by design, I get to do this stuff now, right? Summertime. Like, I think you even hit me up. It's like, hey, are you available on a Saturday? I'm like, it was a tough one. Today's going to be like 60 something degrees here at the beach in December. That's a tough one. But I'm like, usually I don't ever do anything on a Saturday. And I think we talked about this.
Yes.
I don't have people like, hey, what are you doing next Wednesday at 3:00? I'm like, I have no idea. Text me on Wednesday, because I don't live my life around business. Business fits into my life. I live my life by design. My life by design, if it's a beautiful day out and I'm at a coffee shop with some friends, I'm not running home to do a Zoom with somebody. Even if I lose a deal, I'm not doing it, right? So if you can't shut off your computer and your phone and travel the world like I get to do and still make money, you're just created a job for yourself. So that's why I put this event together. And that's why I do my online trainings, is because I want to teach people what they could do. So we talked about your vision. When you work from up here and you go backwards, so if your vision says, I want to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, with whom I want to do it at any time. Well, and then you're out there flipping houses or wholesaling or buying multifamilies, which I've done all of these things, or even owning rentals that you manage yourself. You really, if that person calls you, or Airbnbs, short-term rentals. I had Airbnbs in short-term. I had a ton of them. I sold them all on seller financing because that's a business. It's not an investment. I don't want to be an operator of another business. So think about what you want in life. Like today, think about right now. When I coach somebody, I say, what does your life look like? What does the perfect life look like? If you had all the money and all the time in the world, what does it look like to you right now? Start working on it today backwards. And if it doesn't fit your vision and it's not in alignment, like a chiropractor, if you're like this and you're a chiropractor and it's your spine and you're still going like this, what does a chiropractor do? Get you back in alignment. Get yourself back in alignment. And like I said, it's not easy to do that. I have to like check myself sometimes. I just walked away from a multi-million dollar opportunity, which was almost guaranteed because I didn't trust one of the partners. I just walked away.
ghosted you, right?
No, that's a different one. That's that was somebody I lent private money to that's out there raising private money. And the problem is, you know, when things go bad, people don't communicate with you. And that's, it's easy to do this business when things go great. How I judge character is when things go bad. If you just pick up a phone and communicate with me, I'm a normal human being. But when I reach out to you multiple times and you tell me you're going to do something, you don't do it. And then you stop answering me until I get lawyers involved. Well, now that's your character. You're not here to protect me and my family. You're there to protect yourself. Now, this is another business opportunity. I get them all the time. I get people ask me all the time to fund their deals. They ask me all the time to be in business with them, to do partnerships. And I'm one of those that, you know, I don't care how much money I can make. I always say bet on the jockey, not the horse, right? And part of my 21 core, the reason I had to redo my core values recently, we had 16. I remember I got off a plane. I was speaking at two events. One was international. I got off the plane. I told my wife, she picked me up in Philly airport. I said, we got to go to dinner. We got to talk. I don't know if she knew it was coming. She might have thought I was going to say, hey, I want to leave or something. And I said, we need to revisit our core values. So back of a napkin, we started writing them down. And I'm like, what do you have? I have core values for my family. My family lives by core values, right? So I believe in personal core values and business. So it's very important to do. Very important to do. And like one of them we talk about, like obviously my number one is abundance. One of them is always be educated. Always learn, right? It's never stop learning. Never think you're too old to learn or you know too much. Because when you do, you stop growing. There's just a tremendous amount of love on others over loving on yourself, right? So if you work for a company, think about your employees. If I go and recruit you because you're not making enough money and it's all about money, well, then you're going to leave me because somebody else is going to, you know, recruit you for more money. So I want you to live and die.
They come for money, they leave for money.
Right. I want you to live and die like, hey, I work for Dan Zatowski. I work with him. Like nobody works for me. We're a team. They work with me, right? No matter what you pay me, I'm not leaving him because we're family. Like he looks out for me more than he looks out for himself. Like who does that for people? And that's why I take so long to even invest in somebody. That's why I love when people come to the events, right? Because it's kind of an interview process for me. They're like, you know what? I treat my business like it's a business. I want to get better at learning how to raise private money because I want to protect, not because I want to make more money, because I want to protect the people I borrow money from. So it's funny because every single person I've lent money, every single person who's ever not paid me back and I've had an issue with has not been to one of our trainings. I've never, and I don't want to jinx myself, I've never, ever had an issue with somebody that's come to a training of mine that I decided to get in partnership with. So it kind of teaches you, right? You know, facts are facts. So I look at people now and on social media, you could be whoever you want to be. And I could be the biggest idiot out here right now. I could be a blowhard just telling you whatever you want to hear. But do your due diligence. Even what I tell you, trust and verify who I am. Look me up. Do your background checks on me. You know, see if I have judgments against me. Check legal. Check criminal. Check everything. Right. You should not be scared to show somebody. And I love when people say proof up to me. Show me some deals you've done. Right. You should be doing that with your coach. You should be doing that from anyone you take advice from. You go to a financial advisor, ask them to see their portfolio. You know, don't show me your social security number. Don't show me your account numbers, but show me your portfolio. Before I invest with you, why would I invest with you if you can't even invest for yourself? You're a marketing company. You do great websites. Show me some of your web. Let me look at your website before I'm going to hire you to do mine. Right. So just this day and age, it's very easy to get consumed and it's very easy to feel like you're not enough, right? So those are the kind of things I see. And maybe I'm at such a deeper level right now because I've been in this business 33 years and I've gone through the trenches. I've gone through the changes. I've gone through not just business changes, life changes of, you know, you're making millions. Like, is your life really going to be happy making millions? Or do you have to create something bigger? So that's why I created something bigger. I put those people in the circle with me, and those are the people I like to do business with.
Whew. That's a lot of stuff, Dan. A lot of stuff.
I just have so much passion on this stuff.
I love it. You can see it. You can feel it. You can see it in your face and the way you speak. So we go back to the seller financing. You're teaching somebody from the very beginning to the end of the process.
Right.
So they're going to find the property. They're going to acquire it, renovate it, put a tenant in it, sell it to an investor, and be the bank.
And even further than that, I actually teach them how to raise all the private money they'll ever need
from. So what if somebody just wants to give?
So private lending. We actually have do that too. How to become a private lender, right? So being a private lender.
They don't even want to be the lender. They want to say, I want to invest. I have rental properties. The reason I'm asking about this is because, you know, I'm a real estate broker.
Right.
And I have a lot of people calling me right now that want out of Philadelphia rentals and they want to sell. But they still want to be in business. They're not, you know, when they're like, well, do I do fix and flip? Do I do this? I do not want to be a landlord anymore. I mean, I actually have properties and I don't want to be a landlord. I don't want to have anything to do with it. Awesome. I want to be out. But I have to do something with the money, right? And this is all my clients. I mean, I have clients, millions, and you know, I've been in the business for 20 years. So I get a lot of people with a lot of money who would invest with a lot of real estate, right? So they want to get out. What are some strategies they can do?
Well, two strategies. One, I wanted to get out too, right? So I do have a pretty large portfolio. 2/3 of my portfolio is seller finance notes. 1/3 is owned and operated rentals. My own operated rentals don't work as seller finance notes to investors, so I keep them. Okay, when I say they don't work, they're kind of higher end properties that then I don't have that 1% rent to value ratio in there, so they won't work for investors. But same thing, I wanted to get out of a lot of my lower end rentals. So what I did is that's how I created seller finance notes. I sold those properties to investors on a seller finance note. Now, those investors are not your real estate investors. Those are your dentists. I say dentists all the time because I have a large contingent of dentists. Your doctors, your business owners, the people that have full-time jobs and full-time careers and businesses, they don't want to go out and deal with property issues. They just want to collect passive income or they want to create legacy for their family. So that's why I started selling those properties to those people. But your properties have to be decent areas, class B to C, blue to white collar areas. And they got to be fixed up really nice because the worst thing to do is sell a property to an investor and then they start getting phone calls that everything broke because you put lipstick on a pig, right? That's where a lot of investors go wrong and you cannot do this business that way. Now, how do I know? Because I was there. I did it. I was buying these junker properties because they look good on paper and then the investors call me up, cursing me out, yelling at me. And I'm like, this is not good. So instead of making all that money, let me make less money. So instead of making $1,000 a month, let me make $500 or $600 a month. But when you do $600 a month over 400 times every month, it gets gets very sexy, right? So that's one way. So I work with I get people like yourself, right? They call me up. I'm doing a deal right now. In fact, it's funny because it's out in Pennsylvania. It's going to be in Mount Airy. I get a deal right now that somebody's coming to me. I think they own 40-something properties. They have the same. They're like, I just want to run my business. I don't want to do the same one. I just want to run my business. So, well, this is what we got to do. Got to go through your properties. Got to make sure they rehab the right way. Okay. Then we'll come in as an equity partner and I'll handle everything from you. Bringing buyers in, right? Over time, might not be 40 at one time, might be 2 or 3 here, 2 or 3 there, 2 or 3 here. But now I have properties that I can go out and sell. I'll sell them on seller finance notes and we take an equity position on those. So you now become the bank. So instead of worrying about being a landlord that has to worry about tenants, toilets, trash, termites, inspections, especially in Philly, L&I, all that stuff. Now you just get a check every single month and your landlord has to worry about that, which now they should have a property manager in place so they don't really have to worry about it, okay? Or you sell those properties and then you become a private lender, right? So now you start lending money to people that are investors like I do. And you see, you know, in our groups, not even the training, the Inner Circle Workshop, that's where it goes well. Like we did one in West Palm Beach last spring. There was $18.2 million in that room with 15 people. There were 66 deals funded in that room. I did personally sold 5 land deals on seller financing. I funded 3 short sales. I carved out $300,000 a month for a wholesaler to close on deals. So that's what the rooms you got to get into the Inner Circle Workshop, right? Because I keep that at a high level. Either you come in there, you have done deals, you have money, you have businesses, you have processes. Those are people that are very active. They want to do business together. It doesn't even have to be real estate. They just want to do business together. That's why the Inner Circle Workshop is so huge. And I keep it at 15 people max. I'll do 10 people, but I interview every person and all the money goes back in the event like everything else. Two things. You could either, I don't like selling things off in whole and being out. I like creating that note, seller finance notes. Like when people pay me off on seller finance notes, I'm actually pretty upset So imagine I could teach you how to pay your lenders off all their money in 12 to 18 months or less and stay in the deal for the next 30 years, collecting that $500, $600, $700, $800 a month, every single month. And that's only one note, right? Now, let's say you have 10, let's say you have 20, let's say you have 100, let's say you have over 400 like I do. It adds up. I mean, my small self-finance note is right around $6 a month. My biggest is almost $3,100 a month. So just kind of figure out the numbers, right? I don't have to fix and flip properties anymore. But my vision was I got to do this and be less transactional. I got to do this and create the life I want. So that's why I decided to teach this, because nobody does it the way I do it. So, I mean, I'm doing everything from teaching how to raise the private money from people. If I within 10 minutes, I could show you how to put thousands of people together that potentially could be your private lenders, how to find the market you want to invest in, how to do your due diligence, how to build a team in that market, that emerging market, right? How to find deals in that market, right? Direct from banks. Besides your direct sellers, like you guys, like everyone else finds them, how about finding them from asset managers and hedge funds direct, right? How to take that property, get a fully rehab the right way. How to interview property managers so you put a property manager in there so they handle the rentals, they handle the management, all the headaches, the right property manager, right? Then how to sell those properties off and create the legal docs so you're protected. And now imagine this. If you have an investor on one of your properties and you're selling it for cash for $100,000 and they have $100,000, they can only buy one property, right?
Right.
Well, when I do it, now they have $100,000 and I sold them $100,000 property, they can now buy
three.
$30,000 down each closing cost. So I now created three seller finance loans for myself, and I created ultimately $300,000 in net worth for them once they paid off. Okay, so if that's if they don't have a dollar in value, so
it becomes where are these properties at?
I do emerging markets, so there's a ton of emerging markets out there, right? You have Philadelphia, you can get away with a little bit. I don't generally like Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I don't like New York. I don't like New Jersey. I do a lot in Ohio, Tennessee, Alabama, Missouri, Indiana, Michigan. But I don't go in all those markets. I kind of focus in one or two because I just don't want to build teams in all these markets. So I kind of show you how to focus in one market and go deep in that market and just keep buying. Because once you pay your private lender back in 12 to 18 months, what do you think they're going to want to do with their money again?
Reinvest.
Right. So I've raised over $30 million in new money and over $400 million of velocity with only 42 investors. Now, I also talk about the other thing, selling properties. I'm going to say pre-COVID, because after COVID, everything went through the roof. Everybody's doing great after COVID, right? But pre-COVID 2019, well, you could. You really could. I mean,
not as well.
Because in real estate, a lot of people just become, they sit back and become order takers. And then based on the interest rate, the interest rate's going up, help me. Because when interest rates are low, people are refinancing me out, paying me off. But then I started reinvesting my money in other things, right? I don't want to get paid off. I want you to make that payment every single month for the next 30 years. That's what I want. Why do I want to get paid off? That mortgage payment, every time you make it, if I want to go buy a car, I'll write one mortgage, sell a finance note, that'll pay for my car. I want to go on vacation, one sell a finance note will pay for my vacation. Like, that's how I live my life now. My wife, it drives her insane. She's like, can you just stop thinking that way? I'm like, no, I can't do something unless I create something to pay. So a performing asset to pay for a non-performing asset. And it's like a game for me. It's so ridiculously easy now. Process. And once you have a process down, it becomes easy. So once you find a market that you like, for whatever reason, you have to like it. I find the market, right? But you got to understand that market. You got to now explain that market to people that are going to buy from you or you're going to lend you money in that market. Okay. And that's why it's so hard to do anything. Like when I do my training, it's a full 2 days. And I'm talking about a full 2 days. Like I don't stop. I mean, I go from morning till like 5 o'clock first day. We do a quick lunch in-house, like a half hour lunch, sometimes an hour. And day two, I'm supposed to be done at 4 o'clock. I'm sometimes there till 6:37 answering questions. I even tell people, bring your deals to me. I'll go on the whiteboard. If anyone knows my whiteboard training, I'll go on the whiteboard and I'll show you your deals. I don't even know what I'm getting. I'll show you what I would do with them. And it becomes a science project. So it's so powerful. So here's your thing. People, they're sick of being landlords. They want out. They know I could do this. If they're not at the event, what's the problem? Is it that they believe in themselves? Or they don't value themselves? What is the reason? And that's why I put on the event. And I'm not here to sell any because they sell out. It's only 30 people. I think we only have like 11 spots left and it's going publicly, I think this week. they sell out all the time. The price goes up every like five ticket sales. Like, well, the marketing company, I have a marketing company. They raise the price. They make more money than me on this event. Getting that event, what I tell people, just getting, you know, people hit me up all the time on Messenger. Hey, how do I do this? Hey, how do I, like the questions you're asking me now, I'll tell you, but they never show up to the event. Like how serious, like, are you going to try to do this yourself because you don't value yourself or you don't value any time? Like what I'm going to show you everything you need to do right there. And the only reason I even do that is so I could teach you in 2 days. So I have the online training people could buy. They don't get me. They get the online training. That's more expensive. But talk about what is an emerging market. Like what markets are you buying? Like there's 50 states. What market? Why do you buy there? How do you find it? How do you do your due diligence? Like when I'm done, people know everything. Like they have to now go to do the work. The only thing I tell people is you have to do the work. I can't do that for you. I'll give it to you, but you have to do the work. I'll teach you how to find private lenders. I'll teach you how to find deals, but you got to do the work. Like it's not just going to happen because you're going to an event. Poof, you're not going to get it. That's why I don't make guarantees at events. I used to do that, but people didn't do the work. So, but when you have, you know, when you get to $2 million in business from my $5,000 Inner Circle workshop, do you think $5,000 was worth him doing $2 million in business? But he doesn't live in scarcity, this guy. You think these partnerships that were done where people spent $997 is worth $997 investment for themselves? Because why? They believe they were worth it. I spend over six figures a year in coaching, right? I spend over six figures a year. Why is I am worth it, right? So I'm not a discount shopper. I don't believe in, right? I just don't believe in them, right? I believe I'm worth it. Like when I fly, it's always first class unless a seat is not available. Why is I'm worth it? And two is I want to put myself in the room with other people that believe they're worth it too. So some of the best business talks and friendships and partnerships I've formed have been in first class or the Admiral's Lounge at American Airlines. Why do I get that card to be in the Admiral's Lounge? Because I might not have a conversation every time. I'll feel great about myself, but I know the people I'm talking to are the people that are in those. They value themselves too because they're not going in first class or Admiral's Lounge if they're looking to save money. And they believe they're worth it. They believe they're worth it. You're worth it and start investing in yourself. Your life will change tremendously. So abundance, value yourself. Don't live in scarcity. Don't have limited beliefs. And these are things I can get an event. I can't even teach you these things. You have to start believing. You have to stop hanging out with what my buddy Mark Evans says, king of dipshits. Everyone that's out there complaining about their spouses. They're complaining about their kids. They're complaining about their job. They're complaining about the economy. Complaining about who's the president. They're complaining about gas prices. They're complaining about everything. Right? Or they're out there Black Friday shopping. They're online for 20 hours to save $50 on a toy. Go in 20 hours. How much money can you make? And I'm not putting myself in that Black Friday shopping like that. What do I do now? Let everyone else go do these. I go out and I buy all the restaurants that I want to get into. I get gift cards from them and give them out to people that I want to give to. Right? Because I want to bless them with it, right? So they can't get in or whatever. I go and do that because why? It's not because I want to save money. It's because I want to get the gift cards to give to them. So it's just a different mindset. And if I can get into, if I could just work with everybody on mindset, I don't have to talk about the book at all. I don't have to teach them anything about business. If I could fix your mindset, which is very tough to do because people, they have to commit that they're worth it. They have to commit that they're going to fix their mindset. They have to commit that they're going to live at a higher power. They're going to love on others. They're going to take care of others. And they say, once you help enough people, you'll get what you want.
It's the hardest thing is to the mindset.
It is. It is. Because
this is the most expensive real estate between here and here.
That's why you have to, I said, go VIP.
You have to protect.
You have to surround yourself. That's why I created this circle I have, right? That's why I said 2012, I started 2014. I created this crazy circle that people told me it would never happen because they didn't live the same mindset I had. And I said, I need this. It has to happen. Now I just moved down here to the Delaware beaches. I'm starting to create this little circle here because this area has billions and billions of dollars in this area, but they don't do these networking things like I like to do. So I'm literally doing it piece by piece right now because I need this. I fiend on this. I fiend to be around people that think at a higher level, that don't believe you can't do something, that don't believe what the economy tells them, that don't believe what schools teach them, that don't believe what our parents told us, right? Like I should be a statistic by what I was told in life. they just, we don't grow up. We grow up in this society, live in, I can go on for days about this, Maria. I can go on about what's put into our heads. And we got to constantly, as babies, listen, babies have the best personality because they believe that no matter what, when they come out, they can do anything. You tell them stop, they don't stop, right? So we teach them to stop trying. We teach them to stop working together. If you go to school and you work with each other, what's that called? Cheating. You fail, right? We teach them. I just believe that this world we're creating, like we create this. And kids by 3 to 5 years old, their personality is set. And as adults, it's so hard to break those shackles because of who we surround ourselves with. Society surrounds ourselves with this. We have social media. We have TV. We have friends that are miserable. We all have it, right? We hang out with them. And then it consumes. It's like toxicity in our body. So you need to create, that's why I fly first class, unless it's not available. I say that because recently I just had to get home and it was not available. And I was I walked by first class and I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, you took my seat. I always go VIP. Any event I go to, I pay for VIP. It could be junk, but I know somebody else there invested in themselves to be there. So they believe in themselves. I believe in myself. Why would I not want to sit with people who believe in themselves and have those conversations, right? I always do it. And it always, there's always 1-2 people that change that we life-changing moments together. Always. And I don't know. Maybe I get that in the back of the room. Maybe I get in the back of the plane. It just hasn't happened to me. Has it not happened to me? But man, I try to give these lessons. I try to teach these lessons. And that's why I created the VIP dinner at my event, is because I want to put the people in the room together to experience what I've experienced. And then take the money and just all of us, I don't say to the wait staff, hey, this is from Dan Zatofsky. I say, this is from our group. We came together as a group and we want to bless you with this, right? Because it's not about me. It's about what, like nobody cares about, and I hate to say this, right? I'm like, nobody cares about Dan Zatofsky. Nobody cares about Maria Quattrone. They care about what Maria can do for them. You're a real estate broker. What can Maria do for me, right? So when you get up on stage and you start talking about these guys that always, or girls, talk about how great they are, like that's not, I don't do that because nobody cares about me. They just don't. They're there because they want to know what Dan can do for them, right? So when you stop putting this about yourself and you start doing what you can do for others, your life will completely change, right? So you got to figure out what business you want to do to get there and then really go deep with that person that can get you there, right? If you want to do, you know, multifamilies, go deep with somebody that's great at multifamilies. If you want to be a real estate agent, go great with, you know, maybe you're a broker, go great with you if you're teaching real estate agents. If you want to learn how to raise private money, I do it the longest and probably better than most. I'm doing this 33 years, right? Don't even enjoy teaching it that much anymore, but I teach it because it's a necessary thing, because if you don't learn private money, you're not going to have a business. You're just not. You can't build your business off banks and hard money, right? If you want to create passive wealth, the way I do seller finance notes with my 5 exit strategies, I teach it step by step how to do them, right? So you can now could take this, and people take this and they walk out of an event and they, Monday morning or Tuesday, whenever they walk out, they can start day one doing exactly what I do. And that's when you start doing that as an educator or a speaker, and you could start giving that to other people. That's when life changes, because now you're living abundantly. You're not living selfishly.
That's how we started this morning, talking about being in contribution and giving it all back, because we were here designed to do more than, you know, just make money, right? So it's about giving back. And I believe that that's what, you know, God wants us to be, the best person that we can be. And by giving back and teaching others and teaching them to be in abundance so that they can teach others to be in abundance. What would the world be like if everybody did that? I ask that all the time.
Can you imagine? And that's
my world would change.
That's my dream. I don't have much in like these kind of, but that's my dream, is why I do it. I'm hoping it becomes infectious, like the wait staff at these restaurants, or like, you know, kids that we help. I'm hoping that they, and I don't expect everybody to do it. Like, I'm not realist, right? But like, you know, we just help these three restaurant staff members. And, you know, one was a young guy. He's maybe 21, 22 years old. And he was like, he couldn't believe what we did. The other guy was like, you could see we saved his life for the holidays. Like, he was stressing over, I could tell he was stressing over Christmas. And I'm like, can you imagine? So now he got that taken care of, the stress. And now he sees somebody else and another family stressing. And he just like drops off a bag of gifts at their house and walks away. like that's where it started for me, like being like Secret Santa almost, like not nobody knew who it was, and I just dropped it off. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe this made this family's life a little easier, right? So maybe my goal is not just to do that, but it's I'm doing that. Oh, I get goosebumps again. I'm doing that so else can now like lead that forward. I remember like I used to see on social media, like people would go to like Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts, and they would like pay for the coffee in front of them, right? And the person behind them, and then that person will pay for it. And it's like, it doesn't have to be what Dan Zatowski does. You don't have to do millions of dollars in donations. You don't have to do that. You could literally do something so small. But if that just becomes a trickle effect in this society right now, where there's so much hate out there, there's so much turmoil, there's so much, you don't have to be part of that. Like you choose to consume what you want, right? I choose to create a circle like this. And I'm hoping that like out of three-way staff, maybe like somebody's like, you know what? We were blessed. We don't need all this money we just got. Maybe we take some of the money, we help two other families. And then those other families kind of, because you can create something gold. Because here's, I have three fears in life. One of them I broke. I was at an event, Mark's event last year, his birthday party. He was one of the mentors I work with. And I've worked with him years ago. Well, now we're just friends and we do business. But he had an event, he had a big snake, like this yellow python or whatever, it was 80 pounds. And I'm like, oh geez. Right, I'm at this event and everyone's putting it on their neck and take pictures. I'm like, and I'm standing there, I'm like, oh my God, like how do I like get around this? Like one of those uncomfortable things. I'm like, I'm just gonna do it. Hopefully this snake doesn't turn around, bite my face. You know, I did it. I just like I'm doing, get this thing on, take a picture, get off. All right, I did it. So I cured that, right? So my other fear that I won't ever cure, and I talk about this all the time for a reason. My other fear I won't ever cure because I have no care in the world to cure it, is I'm scared to death of heights. Right. I just won't do it. The gain isn't worth the work. Right. I don't want to overcome it. That's not important to me. Right. So people are like, oh, you'll feel no, I just have no interest. If I die one day and I never had faced my fear of heights, I'm cool. I'm cool. I'm going to the pearly gates. I'm cool. Biggest fear I have, and you got to think about this, is when you leave this world, if you're on your deathbed and they ask you, have you done everything in life you wanted to do? You're probably going to say no, because you should always want to do more. Did you give everything you got or did you play it safe? And there's no way in this world I'm going to play it safe when I have greatness within me. And I believe we all have greatness. Every single person on this right now has greatness within them. You all have some kind of greatness. Don't have to be me. I'm already done. But you have a greatness. Maria, you have some greatness within you. And did you explore that greatness to serve this world at a higher power? Or did you dial it in because you were scared to fail? And there's no way I'm going to let my kids watch down on me and say, my dad was scared to fail, so he didn't do everything he could have done. That's my fear. It'll always be my fear. It'll stick with me till the day I die. And I just want to go out in this world saying, I did everything in my power to do everything I could do to be the greatest person in this society that God put on this planet for myself. And I might not have accomplished everything I want to do, but I didn't stop because I was scared to fail. So stop being scared to fail. Start, you know, knowing you're great, you have greatness within you, and go out there and do everything you do. Because you know what? If you have kids, what would you think about what you would tell your kids right now if they wanted to do something? Would you say, don't do it, honey? Don't do it, sweetie pie? Don't do it, little Johnny, because you're going to fail. You might fail. You might go, don't ride your bike because you might fall down and cut your knee. So don't do it. And one day they're on their deathbed and they're like, I have to ride my bike because my dad told me I'm going to cut my knee. Like, so why are you doing that to yourself? So that's my biggest fear. And I think about that. This is a conversation to an argument I've had with my wife when she's like, when is enough for you? You're making all, when is enough? I'm like, it's never enough. And she's like, and I said, I don't understand why people are not doing more. And she goes, maybe they're good. I'm like, they're not good. They're playing scared. So these are the conversations when people play scared because they don't want to fail. Like, how is it enough? Do you not see what's going on in this world? Do you not think you could change one person's life? So you're going to dial it in and stop doing anything because you are scared to fail. So you don't want to help other people. So that's why I keep coaching. That's why I keep training. That's what keeps me going. I have some great aspirations out there. Crazy. If you would hear about them, you would think I'm actually absolutely insane, but I am half insane with the things I did. Like if you've been to my inner, anyone here that's seen my inner circle workshops, like we went as far as what you would call it, like hiring the champion of Chopped for the last event. And not only to cook a 5-star dinner, but then I was told my wife, I said, let's get her for the day before for a VIP reception. She's like, you're out of your mind. Yeah, I am out of my mind, but it's, you know what? I thought about it. And I want to do it because it's, you know what? Why not? Here's another thing I tell people. Stop thinking you can't do it. Start saying to yourself, how can I do it? Right? I need to do $500,000 next year to build a whole community for homeless people in Haiti, right? And people are like, oh, why? There's a reason why, and I'm not going to go into all the deep ends of that, but it's about $500,000 to do about 100 properties in there that would take care of over 1,000 families, right? I mean, over 1,000 people, right? I don't say to myself, I can't do $500,000. How am I going to do that? I mean, we're donating more than that a year now, but I don't want to take away from what I'm doing. It's not, I can't do it. It's how do I do it? How do I make that happen? How am I going to make that happen? And start thinking about that. And that's why I'll never stop. And then when that's done, I'm going to want to do something even bigger. There's going to be something bigger. Like I have all these crazy, and I don't like the goals because I just have actions like that I know I'm going to do. And I put them, I don't just say one day. I say this date, I'm going to do this. Like I just ran a couple races. I hate running. I said on this date, I'm going to run a 5K. This date, I'm going to run a 10K. This day, I'm going to run a half marathon. Okay. Now, this year, I said, I'm going to do the bodybuilding competition. Now, I don't know if I'm going to be ready to be on stage by this spring. I have no idea. But all I know is I'm going to train like I am. And whatever happened, I can't control the outcome. I can only control the output. Right. So I know
that's right. We only can control the process. Be obsessed with the process.
Right. And I know, we got more on this call about like, this is a lot of my keynote speeches now. It's not even like how to raise private money or how to do self-finance. No, it's about this stuff, right? That's why I get brought in as a keynote speaker at organizations, at corporate events now, at big events. I come in as a keynote speaker because unless you fix this, nothing else, I could teach you how to be a millionaire or a billionaire, raise money, do deals, doesn't matter. Until you change this, nothing's going to happen. So you need to work on that. And it's a muscle. I call it the abundant muscle. It's got to make you scared. You got to invest in yourself or invest in things that make you scared, that make your stomach turn. And it still has to me because you grow every single time you do it. You have to work that muscle all the time, right? You cannot play it safe. That you not play it safe when you're doing this because this will change your life. I'm telling you, this is not a theory. This is something not only do I do, the people that have come to my events do. It changes their life, every single one of them. There's not one that do it that haven't had a life-changing event. Not even going to the VIP dinners. There's not one that can walk out and said it hasn't changed their life. They're like, this is the best thing I've ever done, the best investment I've ever made in myself. First of all, they get to sit around a table with like-minded people and have great conversations, talk business, do deals. But they also get to live abundantly and serve other people. And it changes their life and their family and everything.
Dan, we were meant to have this conversation today.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. You've brought a wealth of knowledge and heartfelt love. You can feel your passion and your realness. And I think that's an authenticity is what people want, is what they want to hear. So thank you for bringing the fire this morning. Before we wrap it up, when is the event and how can people get tickets? I'll also drop it in the comments for everybody.
Well, drop it in the comments. I think I sent you the link for the event. It is the next one is January 22nd and 23rd, 2024 in Atlanta, Georgia.
It's hot Atlanta.
Yeah, in January. I generally don't ever go to Atlanta. The reason I'm in Atlanta, another event. So I moved it around with one of my attorneys. I work with a high level tax attorney. He's doing something. So it happened to be around the same time and I moved it so I could be present at his event, right? So it's in Atlanta, January 22nd and 23rd. That's the 2-day training. My next Inner Circle workshop is probably going to be around May. That's generally in Florida. I haven't finalized that date yet. We only put them out when there's a big need. And I already have a waiting list of 6 people for that. But, I don't know if they sign up. But that's kind of an interview process for me to get you in that room. But the next event, like I said, January 22nd, 23rd, jump in there. I think there's only 11 out of 30 seats left. I don't know how many VIP dinners are left. We cap it out because the room could only hold. It's inside a room, 5-star restaurant, inside a room, a quiet kind of, we want to be away from everybody in a circle type event. So that's January 22nd, 23rd. I don't have a schedule. People are like, when else are you doing them? I'm like, I don't know. Right. Because I'm not an event planner and they take a lot of work. It takes a lot of work on my head.
No, because you're life by design.
Yeah. Exactly. I learned my lesson with that. Like, I don't plan events anymore in September because I have to work all summer filling those things up and getting ready. So, but yeah, January 22nd, 23rd, 2024. I don't know when they're going to see this, but tickets do go up every 5 that are sold from the marketing company. Right now, I think they're $14.97. That's it. They go up to about $2,500. These events are $5,000 usually. but I kind of cut them out just to put the people in the room. It covers most of the cost for the rood, the technology that needs to be in the room, staff and stuff like that. So that's why we do it. We give back. So love to see you there. If you're coming, come say hello to me. So tell me you saw me on Maria's show, and we'll make sure that you're well taken care of at the event. I don't think you'll have any complaints. I think way more out of it than you put in. I can guarantee you that, because the people, just forget about me, the people that I already have, four people right now going that are tremendous. They've been part of my inner circle before. They're coming. Two people are coming cash that they want to fund deals. They're paying just to come and help people fund deals. So that generally doesn't happen at training events. That happens at inner circle workshops or my mastermind. But this happens to be at the training event. So it's pretty cool. So I'd love to see you there. I absolutely look forward to these. I look forward to just getting there and teaching and meeting everybody. I don't look forward to putting them on and doing all the work. Like, that's not my thing. So hopefully in the future, I don't have to do as much of that. I could just show up and be the content guy for 6 to 8 events a year, and that's it.
Onward and upward, Dan.
That's
onward
it.
Onward and upward. Yeah. Thank you very much for coming on today. I appreciate you. It was great. So great to hear your excitement, and look forward to seeing more of it.
Yes. Thank you so much, Maria. And I am really blessed to be part of your group and help anybody. And it's just an awesome, it flew by. It was an awesome conversation. Love you all. Take care. Have a great weekend. Take care, guys. Ian. All right. Bye-bye.